a lot of the video that we're getting is down and localized close to the epicenter of the quake. That's where Concepcion, more in the southern part of the country. I've been in contact with an associate in Santiago who was actually on the 19th floor of his apartment building and you know, got the heck shaken out of him. But he says things in Santiago have settled down and things are fairly quickly getting back to some semblance of normalcy. So given that Santiago is really the economic center of the country, we're talking about an area of the country further south that, you know, albeit this is a dramatic catastrophe that's affected the Concepcion in that region, it's not as critical, I suppose I would say, as perhaps it looks when you look at the video on television.
Could you give us an assessment as to the status of the international airport and also the port facilities in Chile?
From what I understand, the international airport is still shut down in terms of not receiving passengers. For instance, my associate down there runs study tours for university students that go to Chile to look at the economic infrastructure down there. And so a lot of students are stuck down there, can't get back out. And some of the new tour groups that are coming in for spring break can't get in. That being said, my understanding is that this is probably going to be fairly short-lived, and I would suspect that the issue right now is air traffic control and some of the radar sites and so forth are down, and they've got to wait until they get back up before they can get planes on the ground. The port facilities, from what I understand, with the exception of the port facilities down near Concepcion, are apparently in pretty good shape. One of the most critical exports that Chile has is copper, and this probably accounts for close to 50% of their export revenues, depending on the global supply and demand and, of course, the price of copper. We've seen a little uptick in terms of the price of copper on global markets right now as a result of the earthquake, but my understanding is that most of the exports go out of different ports than the port near Concepcion. So for the most part, I suspect that copper exports will not be impacted to the extent that you might think they would be.
Chile will soon have more of a center-right government in a couple of weeks with Sebastián Piñera taking over from President Michel Bachelet. Chile has become a success story in South America in recent years economically, has it not?
That's correct. It recently moved off the emerging markets list into a member of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which folks would basically say is that they have moved into the developed country category in terms of the global economy. They are the largest in terms of purchasing power per gross domestic product per capita in the South American region. The economy is not as large as Brazil's, but on a purchasing power parity basis and per capita basis, it is larger than Brazil.
What are they doing right?
Rule of law. I think I think the governments have successfully taken on labor unions and labor mobility and labor flexibility. I think you've seen some pragmatism on the basis of the Bachelet government in terms of trying to establish a good place to do business. They've taken on some of the problems that they've had with corruption. They now rank 25th on the Transparency International Corruption Perceptions Index, which is fairly good. The U.S. ranks, I believe, 19. So they're not too far behind the United States. And so as a result, they've created an economy that works, that's fairly easy to get things done. They've eliminated a lot of bureaucracy within the government in terms of starting businesses, in terms of hiring and firing employees. This hasn't been necessarily the most pleasant transition from the perspective that this was a country that was once under a very, very severe military dictatorship. But it's been a transition that's been relatively gradual over time and now gives them a fairly good position from which to recover from this catastrophe.
Well, that leads to my last question. Do you see this as a setback or a devastating blow to the Chilean economy?
I don't see it as a devastating blow by any stretch of the imagination. I see it as a serious setback, but you know, as we all see from the news reports, they've known that something like this could occur. They've put into place very, very strict building codes. They have enforcement of building codes. At least the new buildings are built according to generally accepted construction standards. They've got the civil engineers in there that are taking steps to make sure that when something like this happened, the destruction would not be as severe as it had been in previous earthquakes. Compare this to what happened in the Sichuan province in China in 2008, where 70,000 people died because of shoddy construction techniques, many of whom died because of shoddy construction techniques. And so I think this is a setback. They'll recover from this. I think they'll recover from this very quickly. I think they've got the foreign exchange earnings in terms of the port capacity that is there. It's going to be problems going forward for this part of Chile, Concepcion, and the rebuilding that's going to have to take place there, and the road construction that's going to have to take place, the bridges that have to be rebuilt and so forth. But they'll recover, and I think they'll recover fairly quickly.